For many Americans, just tending a small garden can be too much labor. But the Mexican workers on the Zellers farm in Hartville, Ohio, are moving quickly down rows of lettuce, hundreds of yards long. One man crouches down and cuts four heads of romaine. He's leaning over the plants all day long. It's backbreaking work, but he moves spryly to the next row, and the next, and the next. He'll only make about 3 cents per head, so he wants to cut as many heads as quickly as possible. Another worker follows him, loading the lettuce into boxes, then lifting the 30 to 40 pound boxes and throwing them onto a flatbed truck, one after another. Farm owner Jeff Zeller says most people who live around here don't want to do this.
No. No, we can probably hire 10 people and have one of them that'll last more than a week, stay here, work, and work through it.
Out in another field, a different crew is working in the harshest heat of the day. They get a little protection from straw hats, and some are wearing rubber pants. They need to protect their legs from the hot, black, mucky soil. The temperature of the dirt can get up to 110 degrees. Two generations of the Soto family of Mexico work together thinning lettuce. They work down the long rows using a hoe or crouching down and pulling out the weeds by hand. 25-year-old Yvonne Soto has become an expert after thinning lettuce at the Zellers farm for the past 9 years.
We don't do other jobs, only one job.
Yvonne Soto pretty much taught himself English. He's gone through the process to become a U.S. citizen. Now his wife has joined him and his family on the lettuce thinning crew. Other crews specialize in growing cilantro, parsley, and radishes. Zeller says the farm depends on this expertise.
We have to deliver product on a daily basis that is as good or better than our competitions. And if we do not have a good trained labor force to do that, we're not going to long-term be in business.
The Zellers farm pays less than some others because it set up temporary homes around the perimeter of the farm. Most of the homes look like small trailers, but they come furnished and the farm pays most of the workers' living expenses. Most migrant farm workers make $11,000 to $14,000 a year. Yvonne Soto says it's hard, boring work, but they make a good enough living that when they return to Mexico, they can afford to rest for a while. And that's a big reason their family, including his wife and young son, his parents, four siblings, an aunt and uncle, have traveled from their home outside Mexico City to this small northeast Ohio town for going on a decade now.
When we're here, we say, well, we're now in our second home because down there's the first home, here Ohio is the second home for us.
While most farms provide migrant housing only for single men, Jeff Zellers allows entire families to migrate and work together in the fields. He hopes his own children understand all the labor it takes to provide a meal.
When we return thanks before we eat dinner, we pray for the people that prepared and produced the food. If my children do nothing else but understand that their food did not show up in the grocery store because that's where it was, it just came off of an assembly line. I would want them to do that.
For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.